New research shows some significant changes in the makeup of the labor force in Alaska. The research also sheds some light on who chooses to work. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
The March edition of Alaska Economic Trends included an article about the labor force participation rate in Alaska. The article was written by Lennon Weller. He's a staff economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He notes that in 2008, just over 69% of Alaskans were part of the official labor force. But by 2011, that percentage had dropped down to 66.2%. Weller says there are some trends that showed up in the data. For instance, in 2005, the percentage of the population between the ages of 25 to 34 was 16%. But by 2011, that had jumped up to 19.2%. However, Weller says the data showed that the percentage of that age cohort that participates in the labor force declined between 2005 and 2011.
If you look at participation rates for that same age group, you can see it went from about 79.5% in 2005 to 76.4% in 2011. So clearly, even though they've seen an increase in the share of the population, they've simultaneously seen a decrease in their participation rate.
A closer look at the data shows that back in 2005, over 86% of men between the ages of 25 to 34 were part of the official labor force. However, that dropped down to just 77% by 2011. Another trend can be seen when looking at the 55 to 64 age cohort. In 2005, that cohort made up 13.5% of the population. By 2011, the percentage was 16.4%. In regards to participation in the labor force, 64.2% of that age cohort were part of the labor force in 2005, with an increase up to 66.8% by 2011. Weller says one of the most pronounced trends is the changes in the workforce participation between men and women in Alaska. He notes that women continue to make up a larger share of the labor force in several different age cohorts. He specifically pointed to the 55 to 64 age range, where nearly 65% of women were working in 2011, which is up from just 57.6% back in 2005.
As you look at all females in the population, that as you get larger groups of them in these prime working, prime age ages for working, that you should start to see participation rates for them have some sort of upward pressure on that.
In his article, Weller noted that male participation rates declined for all men 34 and younger, while during that same time frame, 2005 to 2011, female participation in the labor force only declined in the 16 to 19 age cohort. Weller's research also looked at the differences in labor force participation between Alaska and the nation as a whole.
Probably the most striking thing was how similar the demographic-driven component was between the national figures and the state. Of course, as you pointed out, we are very different in terms of what drives our economy from that of the nation as a whole. But in terms of demographic-driven components, we certainly seem to be mirror the nation quite well with how that seems to be playing into participation rates.
The labor force participation rate nationally was 66.6% in 2002, but by 2011, it had fallen down to 64.1%. Alaska's participation rate was just over 69% in 2002. In 2011, it had fallen down to 66.2%. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.